Doyle announced his decision after his Department of Administration released a report looking at several options for the state-owned plants that heat and cool state agency buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. The study was prompted by a lawsuit from the Sierra Club. Jennifer Fireholm directs the Sierra Club's Wisconsin Clean Energy Campaign.
We are thrilled. it's a great, great step.
Fireholm says that on a state level, the governor's announcement sets a precedent for using cleaner energy. On a local level, she says it will mean measurably cleaner air.
Saying that coal is not an option is going to help address a lot of Dane County's issues. I mean, starting with our air pollution issues, we're violating EPA health standards for soot pollution, and moving away from coal is going to reduce that pollution a lot.
While coal is no longer an option for the plants, neither the governor's announcement nor the DOA report rule out other fossil fuels like natural gas or oil. Those might be used at one or two plants in combination with renewable biomass fuels like chopped up wood, switchgrass, or corn stalks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.